novels as fierce as this one. And it all started when a guy in working for the Met Police actually suddenly heard a signal, something I hadn't heard before. It sounded like that. So we're talking about story logs, but there's a great sound, isn't it? A great piece of audio.
Yep. I don't maybe use it between every section of the podcast.
Of course, yes. Now, this is International Teleprinter Code, but it was coming out of Berlin. And after some research, you realised that it does get your ears after a while. Spokes were coming out of Berlin. This new radio network was being set up, but it wasn't moving around the way that Enigma does. So it was obviously for high-level communications, and they were right about that. The machine that they were using has been nicknamed Hitler's BlackBerry. It was his way of communicating with his generals at a secure as possible level, at the highest possible level. So, all you've got is this signal. Now, unlike Enigma, where vital intelligence was given to us by the Poles, who had captured the Enigma machine, so they knew how it works and what it looked like, this, no clue. Don't know what this is. Don't know what is generating this message. Now, we did stick with a world standard, as I mentioned, International Teleprinter Code. First we've got to do, though, is find out what this signal means. Now, no sort of tape recorder or anything like that those days. What you had was an undulator, this device here. And what that would do is produce massive amounts of this. There you go, you can have a little souvenir.
Thank you very much. What do you call that?
It's called slip, undulator slip. Now what that is an audio, a representation in graphical form of the audio. So you see the peaks and troughs there, the peaks and troughs of the tones. So, if you actually look at that, you can be trained to make sense of it. It's actually in groups of five. And REMs will be trained up on it, and they will take that slip, and they will put it across these special modified typewriters here, and they'll read it. And they know that the groups of five, depending on the order of peaks and troughs, will equal a letter of the alphabet. So they'll type away that letter of the alphabet, and two of them will do it at a time. And the reason that two of them will do it at a time is that the resulting thing they produce, this strip of teleprinter paper, sometimes called Murray tape, they had to produce that, and then both of them would produce the tape, and then they would hold it up to the light and match them up. You're allowed four mistakes per 1,000 characters. Any more than that, you both had to do it again. And that's why you had to have two, to make sure you got the accuracy right. So, fortunately, the German military decided to stick with an international code. Now, that's actually very easy to read. If you hold it this way, you read it horizontally. And you notice on each line, there's the opportunity for a pattern of five marks or spaces. Depending on which pattern it is, depends which letter